God is not a killjoy who wants us to be miserable. He wants the best for us, and He knows how we can best find life in all its fullness, how we can prosper and find success. Notice these verses from Psalm 1. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They prosper in all that they do. Or how about Joshua 1:8? Study this book of instruction continually, meditate on it day and night, so that you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed. And this verse from the book of Job, submit to God and be at peace with Him. In this way, prosperity will come to you. And last, from the book of Deuteronomy, walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper. All these verses tell that prosperity comes from having a right relationship with God. In order to prosper, we're told to meditate on God's word, to submit to Him, to be at peace with Him, to obey Him in all that He has commanded. He knows that the best possible life comes from having a close relationship with Himself. In Jeremiah 29:11, God tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Want to prosper and succeed? Put Him first in everything you do.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.